Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Let's look at the scripture, Romans 10:9. He says here in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. He didn't say believe in your eyes. He's bypassing the natural realm here. Come on. You're looking at me like deer in lights. Hopefully you're visualizing what I'm saying. You got to get this. I'm telling you, if we want to be successful and accomplish and do what God told us to do, we got to do it God's way. Amen. And so he says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. If you believe in your heart, he's not saying what you see in the natural. How many of you were there when Jesus was crucified in the natural? Nobody. How many of you are saved? Everybody, what happened? You got a visualization in the spirit realm. You believed with your spirit realm and you spoke out of your natural mouth. Come on. And you got saved. If you believe, he didn't say if you believe what your eyes see in the natural. He said, don't look at the things that are seen. You got to look at the things that are unseen. And the unseen realm, if you could get your eyes to focus on the Word, you're going to see healing. You're going to see prosperity. You're going to see peace and joy and restoration and freedom. That's what you're going to see. That's why he says in James, and I'm telling you, you should all go and read James chapter 1, verses 22, I think, to 25, something like that, 22 to 25. The Bible says over there, you're looking into the mirror of God's Word. And so it bears repeating. We've spoken about this. But when you look into the Word of God, I'm looking now and I see by the stripes on my back, I'm healed. It gives me a visualization of me healed. The Word of God has the power to give me a visualization in the spirit realm. Why? Because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. What can do that? Not the sharpest scalpel with the best surgeon on the planet can do any of that. Only the Word of God. It can separate your thoughts, your heart. It knows your motives, everything, right? And so the Word of God, when I look into the mirror of God's Word, that Word is alive and powerful. It'll create vision in me for the Word that I'm meditating on. Amen. I'm meditating on prosperity. I need money. And I'm seeing myself in the Word. He calls it the mirror of God's Word. So when I look in the mirror, I see me. He says, but the problem is you depart from the mirror or the Word, and you soon forget who you are. You lose the vision of healing and health. That's why you got to stand on the Word daily. And you got to confess the Word daily by His stripes. He took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. A merry heart doeth good luck and medicine. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Daily feeding yourself to keep that vision alive. Remember, where there's no vision, you'll perish. I want to see what God said. And he's talking about, don't look at the things that are seen, look at the things that are unseen. All the promises of God are unseen. Amen. Amen. So we weren't there when Jesus was crucified in the natural realm. But in the spirit realm, we were. Because God, think about it. God knew us before We were formed in our mother's womb. Before the foundation of the earth, he knew us. He saw me, Pastor Simone. God saw me. He saw Gerard Curry. He saw, here's what he's going to do from day one to day whenever. Right? He saw every one of my days, everything I ever did. He said, all of what I've done and who I am was written in his book. It's written in his book. So God saw me. He knows. He knows everything about everyone. God saw light before he spoke it. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, in the first chapter of Genesis, you will notice that every time God spoke, creation took place. All righty. So here comes a picture for you. Every time God spoke, creation took place. You see that? The entire universe is word activated. Right? Day one, light be. Day two, animals. Day three, day four, day five, and day six. Was all spoken by God. He'd already seen it. He had a vision of what he wanted. And when he spoke it, it came exactly as he spoke it. Because he visualized it. He had to visualize it because it wasn't there. Come on. So you've got to visualize it somewhere in you. And you use that to see into the spirit realm. God saw and then he spoke. And that's how we need to be. We need to see what the word of God said. And then we've got to speak it. And if you see it, not with these eyes, with your spiritual eye, and you speak it out of a faithful heart, you will see the manifestation and the result. Can you say amen to that? Did you know, and I'm going to close in a minute, did you know that words are the carriers of life? Words are the carriers of life. And those words are going to bring either life or either death. If I visualize sickness in my life, I'm getting sickness. If I visualize healing in my life, I'm getting healing. Because out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. And as a man thinks in his heart, what? So is he. So that means whatever's going on over here, in my spirit man is going to be coming out of my mouth. And if in there is just death and hell and destruction, that's coming out of your mouth. That's right. Words are the carriers of victory, and words are also the carriers of defeat. Right. And the only place defeat should be in the children of God's life is at the end of the leg. That's the only defeat we should know. You put your shoes on the defeat in the mornings. But we shouldn't know the defeat of the devil stealing our children. Putting us into situations that are uncontrollable by us. Everything in our life is controllable. Everything in our life is controllable. But we have choices and decisions to make. I either go with this word or I'm going to just let it all hang out to me and say, oh, it's so hard. You haven't got time for timeouts. That's what the devil likes to do. He loads you. The pile-on technique. He just keeps putting more and more on you. And now at night, you're not sleeping. Your eyes are open. You're staring. How? What? Why? When? There's no more sleep. And so now you're not sleeping well enough. Now you become rattly in the morning. Everyone you see. And now people don't want to come near you. Say, I got no friends. And then they run even further. Yeah. Oh, God. Words are the carriers of healing and health. And words are the carriers of sickness and disease. So I've got words. All right? We call these words of life. We call these words of death. All right? We've got a curse and we've got a blessing. Here's where the blessing is and here's where the curse is. Now, God said you've been redeemed from the curse. So if I'm redeemed from, that means I'm not in. If I'm from, I must be somewhere else. So I'm from the curse, I'm now in the blessing. That simple. So now I've got to speak the language of the blessing rather than the language of the curse. It's very simple. Because if you speak in the language of the curse, that's what you're visualizing. You haven't put enough of God's word inside of you to visualize the language of the blessing, the language of redemption. So when you speak the language of the curse, you say, I'm sick, I'm broke, I can't afford it. How are we going to do it? Where are we going? What, why, and when? Right? But when you're on this side, you know what the word says. You see the word. I'm healed. I'm prosperous. I'm joyful. I'm a leader. I'm the head. I'm a child of God. Whose choice is it? Whose decision is it? It's totally left up to us. That's the one thing about God. He gave us freedom of choice. Total freedom of choice. Now you can choose to do the wrong thing, but you cannot choose the consequences that come from that wrong thing. See, once you've done the decision and you've done it, the consequences of that action is out of your hands. Up until the point of doing it, it's in my hands, right? And then I say, okay, I'm going to steal from the IRS. And I steal from the IRS and someone red flags. And next minute I've got the whole IRS camping on my lawn with AK-47s and whatever else they carry. You know what I'm saying? Right? I can make the decision to do right or to do wrong. But once I've made the decision to do wrong, consequences are out of my hand. When I make the decision to do right and to do God's word, and I stand on that word, I'm still in control of what I'm going to get.
That's right.
Because I don't faint. I don't give up. I don't quit and I don't cave in. I stand on what God said and I do what he said. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's what he said in Isaiah 119. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So when I say what the word of God says and I stand on the word of God, I'm in control of my own reality. Ooh, it's getting heavy. There's a worldly saying. I think they said in America as well. In South Africa, we used to have this saying, you are what you eat. Do you have that in America? You, I know some people say you are what you wear, what you drive. But you are what you eat is a saying. I think that's a worldly saying. Well, I think there's a godly saying that says you are what you speak. Think on that. You are what you eat and you are what you speak. Just, you know, I'm trying to give you little things that'll just click in your head during the week because you're not in church on Monday, Tuesday. Some of you are on Wednesday, Thursday you're not. Maybe on Healing School. Remember, we have that every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, live online on our webpage. And so you're in church maybe once a week, maybe twice. And then what happens the rest of the week? You're in church. Think about this. Maybe 1.5. Let's say 2 hours. Okay? 2 hours on a Sunday morning. Sunday nights we're doing, Wednesday nights we're doing Bible college, 1 hour exact. So it's 3 hours now in the week, right? And then we have 1 hour healing school on Thursday. That's 4 hours. How many days, how many hours in a day? So that leaves 20 hours in each day that's unaccounted for. Correct? I know we work, we sleep, we eat, okay? But there's 20 hours, 4 hours in a week, over 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 hours. 4 hours over 100 hours. That's if they come to all of that. Right? But if you're just on a Sunday morning, I'm not getting on your face and telling you you've got to come. I'm just giving you some points here, okay? If you're in church once a week on a Sunday morning, 2 hours. Right? Leaves 22 hours a day. Times that by 5.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza,